couldn't get over the feeling of going back from Pesach to the Vachon Dikateg. It was a mamish. I felt like that. I shared it with you already. I felt like it takes a long time to land. I felt like I'm going out of Pesach is an andere Welt. Pesach is an andere Welt, especially here in Yerushalayim. Everyone's Shabbos clothes. You walk in this, there's no cars. Everyone's walking with Stein noch packages. It's an andere Welt bechlal. The whole Pesach. Coming out of Pesach to the Choyl, to the Isru Chag and to the Choyl was very, very hard. Besides missing the Yom Tov itself. It was like mamish going onto a different planet. Like you feel that you don't belong anymore. You know, like you feel that you don't belong anymore to a thing. So as Baruch Hashem this year, as oimid lekach and oimek in this inyan of why this is, and it came out like a whole oimek in the whole inyan of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The whole oimek on the inyan of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and the seder of the chagim, and also besides. Pesach and Sukkot, the first and the third Chag, are keilu be'etzem adova v'hipuchoi. Pesach is milashim dilug and kvitza, right? Dilug and kvitza. Dilug and kvitza means that you jump out of something, you're jumping, right? It's a yitzir from something. Sukkot is teishvuk ein tadur, it's faket, it's a yeshiva, it's kavua. The whole chiyuv is teishvuk ein tadur, stay where you are. And do everything, just do it in a different room. But do everything that you're doing. It's like an opposite of Pesach. Pesach is get out, diluk, kvitza, jump out. Pesach is, Sukkot is kilu, stay where you are. It's a yifaket, a yeshiva, the opposite of a diluk and kvitza. Now, diluk and kvitza means you're jumping out of something, and yeshiva means you're faket, you're yeshiv. So the answer is that. We know that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are connected to Avos HaKadoshim. Pesach is connected to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the Duah that Avraham Avinu is called the Ivri, because he came Me'eva Hano. The Chiddush of Avraham Avinu was a Chiddush, because the whole world, was one Ashkofa, one Dus, and he was, like it said, Chazal say, Me'eva Hano. He was, Avraham Avinu lived in a Velt Fazich, he lived in a world of his own. Right? He lived in a world of his own. And this is a big oimek. How did Avraham Avinu survive in living in such a terrible world? The Torah says he wasn't living in that world. He was living in a world of his own. Avraham Avinu worked himself to a matzav that he was oblivious to everything that's going around him. He was mamish, like living, he wasn't living b'chlal. He was living on this world, but b'chlal wasn't living in this world. Like somebody told me, a Talmud told me that in Riverdale now, in Shvishul Pesach, by himself, took wine, matzahs, maranaim, he said the maranaim, and he said he sat there Mashiach Suda, and he said you couldn't tell he was in Riverdale. he was a Welt Fazich, he was in a world of his own. That's the Emes, the Koyach of Pesach. That's the Koyach of Avraham Avinu. And the Mardik and Akuda over here, because the Bria Sa'ilam, till Sheini is the whole Bria. And the Belti Bashachim Gevan, by Sheini the world is already created. Straight after Sheini, the Pasuk says, Eile told us Shemayim Ba'oretz, Bihi Borom. Bihi Borom is Rosh HaTevis, right? Chazal says Rosh HaTevis Avraham. In other words, there's the Welt. That's the end. The world is created, and then we start with the Nayazach. Eile told us Shemayim Ba'oretz, Bihi Boram Ba'Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu is a Welt, and then there's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's Koyach is a Koyach where he's not in the Welt, even when he's in the Welt. That's Be'emes the Koyach of Avraham Avinu. That's why, by the Brisbane Absorim, it's a Pel Dikazach, by the Brisbane Absorim, the Ben Shalom told Avraham Avinu then about Yodea Teda Kigei Yezerachav Avodim Ve'inois Mabam Ve'ishona Mitzrayim Chechen Yetzu V'chush Godes. The Pasuk says there Ba'yoytzi Yoytzi Achutza. What does Rashi say? The Ben Shalom took Avraham Avinu out of the Welt. He took Avraham Avinu out of the Welt. So what's Rashi says there, that he looked down on the stars Habitna Shomayim, he was out of the orbit, out of the galaxy. This is a midah keneged midah for Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, even when you were down here, you were out of the Welt, and that schus of being out of the Welt, that's what's gonna cause Yitzias Mitzrayim. So when he tells him about Mitzrayim, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says Vayoytza Yisachutz Rabban Shalom took him out of the Welt. The Chag of Pesach is a Chag. We're in this Welt. We're in a different Welt. In this world, we're in a different world, and that's the Vayoytza Yisachutz. The Yitzias Mitzrayim is like going out of a Welt. It's like going out, and we went out into it's like a bechin of a Yotzei Achutza, and that's why Pesach is connected to Avraham Avinu. and you do it. The Chodesh Nisan was Hakamas HaMishkan, right? Chodesh Nisan was Hakamas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was also Yedeya Haya Betzalel Oisiyas Shenivru Bem Shemayim Ba'aretz. So Betzalel was Boirei Avelt over there. He knew the Oisiyas Shenivru Bem Shemayim Ba'aretz. That's how he built the Mishkan. So there's a world, and then there's a Mishkan. There's a world, and then there's a Mishkan. The Mishkan was Avelt. So that's what represents. That's what represents the whole idea of Pesach is taka that we go into a different belt, and that's why the Shabbos before Pesach, you don't see a Shabbos before Sukkot is a special Shabbos, the Shabbos before Shavuos is a Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGodl, Tzarich HaShabbos. Pesach connects to Shabbos. Why? Because also in Shabbos you go into a different world. Shabbos is the main Alam Haba. Shabbos is the main Alam Haba. Shabbos, we're not in this world b'chlal, right? Shabbos, we're not in this world b'chlal. That's why after Shabbos, it's very difficult to come back to this world. So therefore, we're desperate for Mashiach. And what's the Shabbos? We're desperate for Mashiach. We don't want to go back into this world. And we have a Suda's David Malka Mashiach when Shabbos is over. The Mashiach, come before we have to go back into Sunday. Come before we have to go back into the Vachan Dikateg. We have a Suda's David Malka Mashiach. Shabbos is under a belt, so therefore after Shabbos we eat a Suddus Mashiach. So Pesach is like that Bechina. So also at the end of Pesach, what do we eat? Suddus David Malka Mashiach, Mashiach Suda. We have to go back to the world. We want to stay in the Achras Hayomim. We want to stay in under a belt. We don't want to go back to this world Bechlal. So we eat a Suddus David Malka Mashiach, we eat a Suddus Mashiach. So that's the Chag of Pesach. That's why a person on Pesach feels he's in a different world, and it's a very big birur kilo going back to the world. So why do we have to go back to the world, Taka? Well, the Teretz is that what's the ikka tachlis lebria? This ava kadosh baruch hu is like dira betachtoinim. The Bein Shalom wants the dira betachtoinim. In other words, the Bein Shalom doesn't want it to be a dilug, a kvitz, a jump out of this world into the kedusha. The Bein Shalom wants the elyonim and the tachtoinim to be down here. And therefore that started, and that's the whole achana for Chag HaShavuos. Chag HaShavuos is taka vayered Hashem al HaSinai. Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. Rabban Shalom brought the whole Shemayim v'Oretz. Ki yidua that Matan Torah is the whole Shemayim came down to Oretz, and that's where Shemayim v'Oretz became one Rishus again. Right, like the Medrash that the Shechina left the Rekiyim and then it came back. And Matan Torah vayered Hashem al HaSinai. Says Rashi, Hirkin Hakadosh Baruch Hu Elyonim V'Tachtoinim. That's why David HaMelech in Tehillim talks about that all the mountains. Hayom Rav Ayonis VeHasina. So the Pasuk Tehillim says Lama Teratzto. Lama Teratzto. What's life still? Why are you jumping all the mountains? You're not jumping up. Shechina's coming down now. Hey, you're not allowed to run up into HaSinai. Sokli Sokli Yara Yara. Now it's a matzav of a Yered Hashem al HaSinai. Pesach you're jumping up. Of Shavuos, the whole tachlis of Shavuos is that the Shechina is coming down now. And it was Pach and Shmosom. It wasn't such an easy biru. And therefore, in between Pesach and Sukkah, between Pesach and Shavuos, you have the biru. You have the Heilige Rashbi. The Rashbi Taka was in a different world, right? He was in a cave. He was in a different world, and he came out of the cave. Could he look at the Welt? Could he look at people who are Iske B'chai Yishoh? He looked at people who are Iske B'chai Yishoh, Menichin Chai Olam. He's coming from a Welt of Chai Olam. He's coming from the Achris Hayomim. He comes down into the Chai Yishoh. He burned them. The Bein Shalom says, no. This is Mishkan Tachlis. Go back in. And he came out the second time. He came out the second time. So Kol Heicha Faked. Instead of looking at people and killing them, he was Merapa them, the Gemara says. Right? So that's the Inyan, that's the Biru. The Inyan is that it's this. On one hand, we want to go up. On the other hand, we know that the Rebbein Shalom comes down to us. So Rebbein Shalom, we have to make this world into a Dira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole Biru between Pesach and Shavuos. Because Taka Pesach, we had that Chukka. Pesach, we had the Mordeke Chukka. And now suddenly, Rebbein Shalom saying, no, now stay down here. But you, Machanachas, you machanachas to have the chukka, to have a dilug and kvitza. You took us into a different world. It's like says the Gilgal and Shabbos, the big oynish. A yid is finished. Now he's in the oylam of the yoinim. Doesn't want to go back down. The Pesach, Ben Shalom took us into a different world. It's like says Shavuos is the bechina. No, you don't have to come back into this world. You have to live your life. Matan Torah is Godel Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa. It's got to be in Olam Asiyah. That's the ikar of Torah. Godel Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa. That's the famous verse from the Heilige Rav Shitzur. The Heilige Zera Kodesh. The Klal Yisrael, they were scared. Dama Atem Mono Venishmo, they were scared. Parcha Nishmosam was the greatest gewaltige Tainuk, Parcha Nishmosam. So why did they beg Moshe Rabbeinu they don't to die? Of course they wanted to die. Of course they wanted to go back up. Parcha Nishmosam, you hear the Rabban Shalom speaking to you? But they understood that the Rabban Shalom came down to Har Sinai, and they knew the Rabban Shalom wants the Shechina Kedosha to be down here. So they were Moshe Nefesh to stay alive. They were Moshe Nefesh to Zahir Gezer HaKodesh, to stay alive. And they were Mevater on dying. They were Mevater on Parcha Nishmosam. And they asked Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to them that they should stay down here, because they realized that that's the Ritzoy Neizbar. It's not kind of like the Zach. So when's the Klita for that? The Klita for that is, in other words, when's the Klita? The Klita is, what is a Klita? A Klita is when they'll taka the Nyanim Tachtonim, where you're living down here and you can have all the same Madregas and it's Gewaltig and it's down here. When is that? That's Chag HaSukkos. Teishu Tekein Teduru. So that's Teishu, I'm in the Sukkah now. Tzila Dimei Menusa, the Hechta Zeit. Tzila Dimei Menusa, Teishu Tekein Teduru. Forget about the rest of the year. No. Sukkos is a gewaltiger Yom Tov. Sukkos takes the higher Madregas. Sukkos takes the Parcha Nishmosam Dikka Madregas and it joins them together. And Sukkah, the Ikka Mitzvah is Teishu Kein Teduru. The Ikka Mitzvah is Yeshiva B'Sukkah. That's why Sukkos is the Yom Tov that has 8 days. The Yom HaShmini is going out to this world. Right? What happened when Rabban Shalom went to Rabban Shalom at Tzavah on Bris Mila? And by after Bris Ben Absarim, he took him out into a different world. Mila is the Yom HaShmini. Klal Yisrael, we just said, what's Mitzrayim? Get out of this world. Dilogun Kvitsa. So Leli sees Mitzrayim, Bris Mila. Bris Mila is a credit card to go, to entry card into the Olam HaSilyonim. Sukkos has 8 days. Shmini is regal mifni atzmoy le'inyin psag shav. It's still part of Sukkos, but it's regal mifni atzmoy. What's happening on Sukkos? The two are touching. The two are touching. You understand? It's a regal mifni atzmoy, but it's not a regal mifni atzmoy. That means that the Olam HaSilyonim are touching the Olam HaTachtonim. That's what it means. Havada Shmini is a hechra matzav of its touching. It's all part of it. It's all incorporated into Chag HaSukkos. And that's why Chag HaSukkos is the Inyan of Yeshiva. The Inyan of Yeshiva. So that's why Chag HaSukkos is connected to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, Sulam Mutzav Arza, Rosh HaMagi HaShemayim, HaMalach HaLakim, Oynam HaYordam Boy. Oynam HaYordam means it's all one Rishus. It's just a ladder between. It's all one Rishus. Oynam HaYordam Boy. Yaakov is an Ish Tam. Tam means he's Sholem Miroish Vat Kafragli. That's Tam. Right? Tamimus, without a mum. Tam Roshon Agle. Ayova Yaakov Shalom. Shalom Begufe, Shalom Moinoi, Shalom Dos. Yaakov Avinu is one shtick. That's Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaSukkos is where it's one shtick. And that's Chag HaSukkos, because Yaakov Avinu, Bechinus connected to Chag HaSukkos, Yaakov Nosa Sukkos. So that's the Seder of all three regalim. So the Klita of Chag HaSukkos, the Klita from which started Taka on Pesach, the Pesach was Kulein Dilug and Kvitsa, Kulein under a Welt. Kulein, it's so hard that we have to have a Hechra Mashiach Suda. Shavuos is Taka where Rabban Shalom says, don't jump anymore, don't climb anymore, I'm coming to you. But we still feel that we want to climb. So it needs a biru. Sukkos is Taka where it has Mamish a Klara Klita. So that's you can talk about each one, but that's the Indian of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos.
Interesting, because the most of Sukkos and Pesach come from the same moment of
Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right. Oh, so one side it's bringing us out, and one side.
That's right. It's the same thing, but in Sukkos that matzav has a yeshiva. That's the vod. The Dilug and Kvitsa sits down.
Shavuos is.
It's a Shavuos is where the whole Musa, the whole Chiddush is. In other words, from Pesach all we understand is Dilug and Kvitsa. Shavuos is stay where you are, I'm coming to you.
And
so Sukkos is where the jumping up and the coming down all becomes one avodah. In other words, it's not pshat that sukkahs is a chesar. Sukkahs, you can have all the hechta madregas, still at the mimenusa, you can have all the hechta madregas in an oifen of yeshiva.
That's not by Shavuos yet.
Not by Shavuos yet. Shavuos is where it comes down. But you see, that there was a parcha nishmason. They weren't allowed to go up, okay. But they still had a parcha nishmason. But then there was a daba atim on over nishma. Shavuos is it's like it needs a klita still.
Mm-hmm.
It's still that hari it's mekusha to Pesach. But the Baruch Shalom says, nah, stop. It's like somebody's ready, somebody's used to jumping. And now you tell him to sit down. Say this, he'll sit down. Oh, but when he sits down, I'm doing that for the Baruch Shalom. I'm losing out. Sukkahs, you're not losing out to anything. You can get all the Hechta Madregas. You have a Yom HaShmini there as well. And a Matzav of Yeshiva. That's the Chag of Sukkahs. And it's very tochen that the parshias Vayikra, Tzav, and Shemini are also connected Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Because the Vayikra begins Yikra begins, the first Rashi says, L'chol Dibros, L'chol Amiris, L'chol Tzivuyim, Kodma Kriya. Dibros, is Oseres HaDibros. Amiris, right, before the Tzivuyim. Kodma Kriya, Aloshem Chiba. Tziz Mitzrayim was before the Tzivuyim, before the Dibros, before Mount Asina. All you Tziz Mitzrayim is the Chiba, the Avos HaDoidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. The Ava, the Rabban Shalom showered upon us. Even though we were in such a low madrega, there was the Rabban Shalom showed us the Ava. Even though our moichin were verstopped, the Yikra, Aleph is moichin, the highest moichin. Even on a katan sticker, it's a small Aleph. Even on a katan sticker Aleph, nevertheless the Rabban Shalom came down with the Moedika, Chibu to us. The Yikra is the Bechina of Pesach. The attack of the Yikra talks about. Meikra talks about the Zvachim, that's the first Korban. The first Korban we really makriv to the Rabban Shalom as an Am, right? It was Leil Pesach. Pashas Vayikra is connected, Chag HaPesach. It's the Chibo that comes before the Dibros, before the Aseres HaDibros. Pashas Tzav is Tzav. Tzav is connected Chag HaShavuos. Pashas Tzav is the Heilig Torah. And if it says Tav is Haaretz Bonav Leimoy, so is Torah so Oila. And you know the Svarim HaKadosh and Talmid Baal Shem say that it's connected to Torah. That the Torah has to be learned in a matzav of Oila. He moikta alam zbeach. The Eish of the Torah is the beginning of Eish dos Lamoy. Mimino Eish dos Lamoy. Al moikta alam zbeach kol alayla at aboike. The Parshas Tav is taka the tzivuim. Taka the tzivuim. That's Parshas Tav. It says the kol haloymed oila kiilu hikriv oila. In other words, Parshas Tzav is the parsha where it's megala toiras oila. In other words, it's megala hataka bayikra starts with a korban oila. That's a korban oila. Tzav is toiras oila. The kol haloymed oila kiilu hikriv oila. The toiras state hech. That's connected Chag HaShavuos. Shavuos is megala that the hechs the korban is toiras. The toiras kedusha. Torah is a korban. Zois haTorah, Adam ki yom as ba'ol. Ein adibre Torah miskayim ela mishamei misatzma ela. Somebody's makrif himself. Who's nifta on Shavuos? Dovid HaMelech. What did the Baruch Shalom say to Dovid HaMelech? Dovid HaMelech yearned to build a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Baruch Shalom to him, Toiv yoim b'chatzirecho, yoyse me'elef korbonis she'osit shleim HaMelech, she'osit bincha la'akrif. One day of your Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, is worth more than a thousand whatever korbanos of Shleim HaMelech. That's Torah Sa'ila. That's Shavuos. That's David HaMelech. David HaMelech is Nifta on Shavuos. So Yikra is Pesach. There is Taka korbanos. Tzav, that's connected. Yikra is Pesach, yeah. And Tzav, that's connected. That's connected to Torah Kedusha. That's where the end of Tzav, you have the right of the last Tzav. Pesach el moy tishu yom elay la shivas yomim. The meister chapez the meister yom kippur. Yom HaKippurim is at the end. Yom HaKippurim was the Luchos Shniyos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Shniyos. So Parashas Tzav is the parasha of the Torah. The Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos. That's Parashas Tzav. Shmini, Sukkos. As Yom HaShmini, has 8 days. 8 days. Sukkos is a Zeichet to Anan HaKovet. Whose Chus was Anan HaKovet? Aaron HaKoyin. When did Aaron HaKoyin start the Avodah? Parashas Shmini. Ayyim HaShmini, Kor Moshe L'Aaron HaVon of Zikni Yisrael. So Shmini is Sukkos. And that's why Taka, the end of Tzav is Yom Kippur. What comes straight after Yom Kippur? Sukkos. Sukkos is connected to Aaron HaKoyin. Anan HaKovet, Zeich Anan HaKovet is connected to Aaron HaKoyin. According to what we said before, that's the Mordechai Yisod. Because we discussed before the whole Shirin is how Aaron HaKoyin bought all the, Moshe Rabbeinu bought down the Oiris. And what was Aaron HaKoyin responsible for? For the klita of all the oirs down here. I've discussed that there's the oir and the menorah. Aaron HaKoyin was the menorah, and the menorah is Hatovas and theirs. It was the klita, Taka. So Sukkos, is what we just said before, is the klita. That's the Anan HaKovet. That's Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron HaKoyin was the klita. So Pasha Shmini, the Torah doesn't, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't want to hear anymore. Going up. Porcha Nishmoson, Mevil Nisharon, Yom HaShmini. Sukkos is where even the Madrega of Shmini has a klita down here. This is Aaron HaKoyin's Avoida. And that was the Pagam of Nadav Aviyu in Parsha Shmini. Parsha Shmini is a parsha with a keret. That was the whole bracha, the whole bracha. The Shechina came down. The Shechina came down b'maisi yadeim. The Shechina came down b'maisi yadeim. That's the Shechina coming down. Boy from Kavua. The Bechinas Yeshiva. And that's Parsha Shmini. So Yikra Tzav and Shmini is connected to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos.
Can it connect the kosher animals also to Sukkos?
Who, what?
Can it connect to in?
Oh, so because we know that the Birur of Sukkos is, the Birur is the Karbonus of the Goyim versus the Karbonus of the Yidin. The Ismatus of the Goy Sha'achila to the Yidin Sha'achila. I'll discuss it. I mean, the Achila, the Hamachalos Asuras come into here from Avoidus Achila. That's a little. One thing's for sure, the Ikka Yeshiva Sukkah is Achila Shtia. Kazayas, you have to eat together. But that we have to discuss. That's the attack. I mean, when Ephraim discussed it today, but you can say the same vote also when Egea Taka to Zvachim Menachas and Chulim. Vayikra begins with. Vayikra Tzav and Shmini, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, Keneged Zvachim and Nachas and Chulim. Pesach Tak Keneged Zvachim, first mission in Zvachim, Pesach is Shalei Lishma, it's possible. Other Karbon is Shalei Lishma, it's Kosher, Shalei Ola Baran Shem Choyva, Pesach Shalei Lishma is the Chinuch of Shalei Lishma. The Korban Pesach was the Korban that they brought up, not in the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't the Mishkan yet, it wasn't brought up. And then the Zvachim talks about the Bomas, all the halachas of bring up Korbanos, not in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Terim of Bomas. And then the Masech Zvachim. Zvachim is Pesach. Taka Zvachim was an animal Korban, Korban Pesach. Menachas is connected to Chag HaShavuos. What was the Korban Chag HaShavuos? Menachas, Shtei Alechem. That's Menachas. What's the last Gemara Menachos? Last Omer, the Menachos is all about Kol Alayim Etoyer as this, Keilu, Hashem Shehol, you bring a Menachos? Amen. No, Elif HaMilchom, Asukim Hilchus Avoida, Malem, Kilo Nibne Bissamigdash Bimeim, Zoyz HaTor Lo Ile Mincha, Kolo Oysuk Betor, Kilo Hikrev Oilo Mincha V'chattas V'Oshom, Kolo Oysuk Betor Oshom, Kilo Hikrev Oshom, Oysuk Betor Oshom, Kilo Hikrev Chattas. This is the Pashas Tzav, this is Menachas, this is Chag HaShavuos. Zoyz Toras Oilo, Pashas Tzav, Kolo Loimit, Kilo Hikrev. That's Shavuos. That's Shavuos. That's Menachas. The Shleil Lechem.
The Shleil Lechem is the Kerem Mincha.
Lechem. Menachas. Lechem. Chitim. Chitim. And but what's the mitzvah of Sukkos? Mitzvah of Sukkos is it's Essen. It's Essen and Sukkah. Right? It's Essen and Sukkah. This is Yeshiva. It's Essen and Sukkah. That's already called Chulin al Taras HaKodesh. That's already called Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin al Taras HaKodesh. In other words, the mitzvah Sukkah is like Teishu Kein Taduru. Taduru is Chulin. Like I live the whole year round, it's Chulin. But Teishu Kein Taduru, it's Chulin al Taras HaKodesh. The last parak in Chulin is parak Shiluach HaKen. Shiluach HaKen is the beginning of Pisor Magdoshim. That's the beginning of the Schach. Right, the mother hovering, it's the beginning of the Shechina, of the Shechina over it, the nest, the Schach, is Pesaylis Gorim V'Yekev, it's the same as you make a nest from the beginning of Sukkah, is connected to the Indian of beginning of Shiluch HaKen. Shiluch HaKen, what's the Schar of Shiluch HaKen? It's the last Sugi in Chulin, the Schar is Barach Yomim, Toibloch, in this world and in the next world. Because we just said, now what's Sukkos? Sukkos is where you have this world and the next world. So Shiluch HaKen, which is the Bechina of Sukkah, Bechina of, like it's a nest, and it's the Schar is in this world and in the next world. And that's the end of Maseches Chulin. That's Keneged Sukkos. So Yikra Tzav and Shmini, Zvachim Menachas Chulin, Keneged Gimel Raganim. Each one has its each chag has its taka sukkahs you're not supposed to feel in this world. Shavuos we're supposed to feel that there's taka avoided to stay down here, but the ma'aseh inside us there's a yearn. Horaya, they need the shloshes to me'akbola. Don't climb up. The oilam wanted to climb up. So this idea of nisava kodesh baruch hu dafke betachtoinim is that avoided was introduced in chag Shavuos. The Yidden weren't exactly ready for it. Kilo, Shleshis Me'agbala, Hagbala Sahara. Don't climb up. Don't climb up. It's coming down here. Sukkos is where it has a klita. Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. It can be at the same time Oisik and Hechte Zachen, and then every Oisik in. That's the Bechina. That's all Al Taras HaKodesh.
It was a Pesach like Rabbi Akiva. So Sukkos, Zechen and Mekor, Zechen and Sukkos Mamash. So it's interesting, you don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, the one who holds Sukkos Mamash. You pass like Rabbi Elazar. Is that Pesach?
Yeah.
Elazar was a Shamuti.
Ah.
Most of love, I was going to be a Kula.
Moridik. I know there's two Pshatim in Shamuti. One Pshat is Shamai. The other pshat is that it's Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus. I mean, he was put into cherem because the ma'aser the Tanu shel Achnoi. And the pshat is that the Ramazim he gave is both the Shemayim. The Shemayim came down to be made on him. Shemayim came down to be him. No, Torah lebe Shemayim. That's the whole vote. The Shemayim is that this is hecher Torah. This is go hecher. This is under a veldika Torah. It's under a veldika Torah. He was on such a high level. The baskel came out. Emashkichim the baskel and things started coming. Shalai al pi. That's the bechina of Shamuti. That's the bechina. Not yet. Hey, that's very good.
Okay, you're saying Sukkos is other Sukkos.
No, so that's why you have that. That's why you have that birur. That's what I'm saying. It's moti v'loy moti. It's a moti v'loy moti. That's what you said. It's a regular shniatzma, but it does touch. It is touching. In other words, it's. But that's my. I think that's mamish why you feel Pesach. Pesach, Nissan, it's an andere Welt. Mishkan was an andere Welt. Mishkan was an andere Welt. Go into the Mishkan, you go into an andere Welt. See a different Bria. I see it. Shnei Brim Shemayim Oretz. Pasha Shmini, we said, is like a Hem Shavuot. Shmini is the middle of the Torah, bang in the middle of the Torah. The middle always has a chelik from Dos and a chelik from Yens. A bit after the middle is ready the next. A bit before the middle is Mechaber of the two. That's Pasha Shmini. That's Pasha Shmini. Chaya, the tzaddik who doesn't eat and he fasts all his life. Who's heiliger, Baba Sali or Achvayis Tishvayet? You know what I mean? About the Baba Sali's heiliger. And he gets in a ganze leben. He's a special neshama. Right? Rebbe Shemaya, until he eats, until he takes something into his mouth, these are hachan neshamas. So what's the vod? The vod is that the tachlis is liz dir b'tachtoinim. So their avoider is to bring the aura down, but they're not shaykh to the inin of klita down here. The taka will, but if not for them, the aura would never come down. They bring the aura down. I had a word of gigulim last week from somebody about it. Which I'm there. Hopefully the gigulim. Kireil on you. He knows which I like. You know Kibela? He knows he's seen his all, his mazmet to me is all his years of his spheres. Yeah, it's mine.
What do you say?
Yeah, it's all derech spheres. I'm saying that his years of bina, his years of his very lus, his years of chokhmah. He says recently he started laughing a lot. Kilo, you know, he laughs with people. He says, "Dan," he says, "that's keser. Keser is tzchoik." I know it was a very long conversation. So he was between the matter of Kesa. He told him not long ago. Only Elan knows these things. Rishmaya told him, he says it's not a rega. I think it's a Purim. It's not a rega. Not a rega that he's not Isaac in a yich. People see him there, people around him, the shmuz, he's bechlam, not there, bechlam. He's mazz between all the inyan, then he gets in the kuda, and then you can see Rishmaya, and then he's mad at everybody there. He can see it as a certain nakuda, you know, then he gets up and he does something and puts his Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin on or something like that, where then he's mala everybody together. He must be there, he's in August. Adach Kabbalah. We're waiting for the, he goes into the mikveh in the middle of Shalosh Shuntas, he goes to the mikveh, the mikveh was locked, that one, another one. Somebody asked him, Michal Bashol, and she's saying, David was in Fazbel from the Aura, and then after from last week's parasha. Like, on the way to the Mickey, he gave us a pachadika vot, Mazbe, the whole Michal Bashol, and the whole Dus and the Aurich, Alpi Kabbalah, the whole, it was a shunadik, you know, like somebody said to Kirak, you know, we named it Dus, and I got something. So Gimela started laughing, that's when the whole, he's Masbeh, he's learning Torahs from Friedeke, when he was here Friedeke time. Shmaya learns Torahs from Tadikim, know where they were, and Friedeke Gilgulim, and then the Kasha, he's learning. Kilayim says, Elen should be Torah 1,000 Yor. He's Masbeh, it's a pedal to give up. So these Tadikim, they're bringing down their Or. How do you see an Or? How do you see what an Or looks like? And you look at his face, and if you don't see his face, how do you know it? But the klita, they're not shaykh to the any of klita. See, what's great? Which people are great? How are they great? But what's the lemaisa? Who's bringing out the tachlis, the soif tachlis, right? And Shabbos, the makabah patish, you only did this, but you're chayef. Why? Because the soif maisa. So on the one hand, you can look at it that the one person made the whole thing, and the other one just made a makabah patish. So the tachlis is the makabah patish. But who's greater? Who's not greater? You're going to say that he made most of the kli? No, he didn't. He just hammered it once.